Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
This is Nick Scherfield with HoustonTexans.com here with Mark Gaughan of the Buffalo News. Mark, we appreciate you joining us today. A big topic of discussion down here has been how the Texans are going to handle the weather in Buffalo, particularly if the winds are swirling up there. How much of a factor do you think the weather will be this weekend?
I don't know. We haven't hit winter yet, and it's supposed to be pretty nice, so I don't think that'll be a big factor.
Well, what's been the cause of the turnaround for the Bills in the last couple games? I mean, they forced a lot of turnovers in the last two wins they had, and it seemed like everyone has stuck a fork in them and a fork in Dick Duran, saying the season was over before that.
Yeah, they have a good defense, a pretty good defense, and it's always been a pretty good defense. The defense playing very well. I mean, even in games where they've given up a lot of rushing yards, like against New Orleans, the defense played a great game. I mean, they lost 10-7. I mean, if they'd gotten any help at all from the offense, they would have won that game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, same with the New England game. They lose 25-24. Defense scores a touchdown. I mean, defense is pretty solid. I mean, it's not the Ravens, but it's pretty good. And they played two teams that have turned the ball over. So if the Texans lose the turnover battle in a big way, you know, that would be maybe the only way they'll lose.
What about the safety, Jarris Bird? He has 5 interceptions this season, all in the last 3 games. What can you tell us about him?
He's a good player. He played cornerback at Oregon, was a 3-year starter. And was the number 2 interceptor in the draft. 17 career interceptions, second most of any player in the draft in April. And most teams had him converting to safety, and he's playing safety, and he catches the ball. He is a promising young player.
Well, what about Ryan Fitzpatrick, the quarterback? The Texans have seen him twice last year, and he's with the Bengals, and the Texans won 35-6. And, of course, his first career game with the Rams when he led that great comeback here against the Texans. How has he been doing in the last two games?
The Bills' offense is horrible. that's the first thing to know. They're struggling at offensive tackle. They've got 4 guys on the offensive line who never took a snap before this year. They drafted 2 rookie guards high, and those guys are doing okay, and they're promising players, but both tackles are really, really green. They haven't been able to pass protect very well. They can't hold up long enough to throw deep. Secondly, the Bills have gone to pretty simplistic. They tried to keep it simple with the idea of running the no huddle, and so they're very basic. They're not real complex for opposing defenses. With those two situations going on, they've had 5 brutal offensive performances in a row. And there isn't really, I don't know if there's any light at the end of the tunnel for this offense. So with Fitzpatrick has done an okay job of managing the game. He can make the throws, but he's operating in a very flawed system.
Talking about the offense a little bit, Terrell Owens, of course, is a big signing, but he's had some pretty small numbers this year, especially for him. What's been going on with T.O. up there?
Well, just play back my last answer. Nobody has numbers in the Bills. The entire Bills, Leon Levens is off to a horribly slow start. Everybody's off to a slow start. Their whole offense is stuck in the mud. They haven't hit 300 yards. They had 167 yards of offense last week. Not very good.
Yeah. So, other than the turnovers, what do you think are the best things that the Bills have been doing well and what might give them a chance to win this game against the Texans on Sunday?
If there were a hurricane to blow in, if Andre Johnson is slowed or doesn't play, and the Bills do can bring some, have had a somewhat pretty effective pass rush. Mm-hmm. If the Texans play a real subpar game on offense, they could be in trouble. If they play anything close to their normal game on offense, Bills are in deep trouble in this game.
What you're saying, I can might guess where this is going to go, but before I let you go, I've got to ask you, please, your prediction for the game this weekend.
I'll go Houston 30-17.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Mark. We appreciate your time and look forward to the game on Sunday.